Charles had always seen a depth that she was capable of, but had no desire to develop yet. She was a good mother to their children when she was around, but she longed to pursue her career among models, actors, producers, and all the creative types who seemed like more fun and were familiar to her. She tried to explain that being a banker's wife wasn't enough for her. And then Nigel had come along, like an emissary from the world she craved. He was right up her alley, or so she thought, a photographer she had met on a shoot in Tahiti for Italian Vogue. Although she said she had never meant for it to happen, their romance had taken off like a rocket while they were on location and caught the attention of the tabloids, since Nigel was well known on the fashion scene. Nightmarish months had ensued, of embarrassment for Charles, public humiliation, and his parents' outrage over what he and the children were going through. And not wanting to engulf him in scandal, within 2 months of when it began, Gina informed Charles that she was leaving him. She said she needed to be free, to experience the last of her youth. They had both cried when she told him, but she insisted she was sure. And Nigel provided too great a lure. He was far more appealing to her than Charles. She said she was moving to New York to work with American Vogue, who was currently enamored with Nigel, and he had promised her dazzling opportunities if she followed him, possibly even a chance to make a film with producers he knew in L.A. It was all too exciting for Gina to resist, and so was he. Charles would have tried to stop her legally, but he knew that the court battle would be public and ugly, and she would resent him forever if he deprived her of her dreams. He knew he had to let her go, and he hated Nigel for stealing her from him. He helped her get an agent in New York, and they were clamoring to book her for shoots with other photographers as well. Her career had finally taken off. All Charles could hope was that she would tire of it one day and come back to him. He was gracious about it, and now regretted it bitterly. After a year, Gina loved New York and was still with Nigel. She was a successful model, and the girls were happy with her. It appeared that he had lost them for good and all. And Nigel and his world seemed to suit her better than Charles ever had. It had all worked out as she had hoped, much to Charles's dismay. Nigel's unshaven, unwashed good looks were typical of the milieu Gina had been craving for years. She'd been too young and too ambitious for the...